And welcome back to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. I am your host, Luke Mathers. I got Crudy filling in today for Brian. And Crudy,
yeah.
Yeah, you wanted a plug. We got some technical difficulties.
I feel like Stu Man over here.
Yeah, the news man. And we're going through some headlines today. But before we dive in back into that story we were just touching on, you wanted to promote some big event that's happening here in Madison this week.
Well, first and foremost, I got a fine guest coming up a little bit later on the Devil's Advocates radio show. A couple of fine guests. I got John Seeger. He's going to come up in the 3 o'clock hour. We're going to talk about population. But I really wanted to bring up the fact I got John Fugelsang from SiriusXM. Of course, he is a host there. And he is one of the fine comedians that will be headline featured at the Sexy Liberal Survivors Tour this Saturday at the Barrymore Theater, October 23rd. We have unofficially declared this Stephanie Miller Week in Madison, Wisconsin. And John Fugelsang joining me on the show later. Stephanie Miller joining me on the show tomorrow. And Frangela joining me on the show on Thursday. Had Hal Sparks yesterday. Those are your headliners, folks. So get a little preview of Saturday's big show. But understand, this will be an FCC-regulated conversation. And John is funny as hell, man. I got to tell you, there are not many funnier human beings than John Fugelsang. This guy, very creative, very intelligent, and occasionally profane and salty, like the rest. So John Fugelsang, 4:30, big show this Saturday. Stephanie Miller, get your tickets.
Yeah. And so before the break, we dove into this topic a little bit of laughing. We got the insurrectionist in Eau Claire that was charged laughing about posting
LOL.
LOL. It's an LOL Tuesday here on Dueling Tangents. And so LOL is used a lot of the times in text messages. And so how this relates to Frederick Prenn is apparently, Crudy, advocates at Midwest Environmental Advocates, they believe that he is not being forthcoming with some of the text messages and email communications that he's had with individuals in both the state Senate offices and some of the lobbying groups here in Wisconsin about not vacating his seat as the chairman of the Natural Resources Board in Wisconsin. And so in their complaint filed in Dane County Circuit Court today, they are alleging that DNR staff said they did a search for text messages but did not locate any responsive to the original records request that they had submitted earlier this month. So they're submitting a second request today because in the initial request, when they searched for Bill Smith, who is another board member of the Natural Resources Board, they did get some of the messages from Smith to Prent. And one of them read, quote, "I've got to decide if I'm going to stay on until the next appointee is confirmed. Evers notified me he's not going to reappoint me. I guess he thinks there's some pretty big agenda items that I might not agree with. All caps, LOL, end quote. And that text message was sent from Frederick Prent. So it seems like
supplied by the recipient, but the same open records request didn't pull out the original source from the source who was Prent.
Correct. So they got that kind of secondhand receiving of open records requests from a different board member. And then they're using that as an indication that there are other things that Fred Prenn is not sharing through the open records request with the individuals looking for those records, indicating that he has, in fact, communicated with other individuals, like we said, maybe alleging that there's maybe a little conspiracy going on with him not vacating that seat until his replacement is appointed by Governor
Evers.
Now,
Prenn's got a little legal cover, I think, in this case. But, you know, for this whole law and order party, talking about the Republicans, they claim to be the law and order party. You know, my response would be, kiss my ass. You're no law and order party. And just because you can doesn't mean you should. Just because you can stay on the board, Preen, whatever the hell this guy's name is, doesn't mean you should. Just like this guy, this January 6th insurrectionist. You know, just because some of your dumbass friends are going in the Capitol or other people, you don't need to do that. It's like we tell our kids, you know, if your buddy jumps off a bridge, are you going to? And the answer is yes. Yes, we will. Yes, we will. As long as the harm doesn't come to us, it may come to the American people, may come to democracy, small d, But it's not coming to the individuals, at least not in the immediate sense. But, you know, karma's a bitch, and it's going to catch up with these people. And praying, you know, praying can not share the emails. You know, it is illegal, sure, but it's, you know, it's a little administrative breaking of the law, right? So what? I didn't supply the emails. So what? I didn't, you know, agree with Tony, so therefore I'm going to stay in a position I'm not entitled to. Maybe legally I can find justification, but how about morally? You know, what happened to the morals of these Republicans? It used to be they were law and order. Do the right thing. Personal responsibility. I hear all these buzzwords. That's all a bunch of crap. These people don't care about any of those things, Luker.
No, they care about those things until all of a sudden it becomes politically convenient for them not to care about those things. And that's one of the, I think this is going to be a great example. I'm very curious to see how this is going to go before the repeal. Attorney General Josh Call had originally submitted a lawsuit to remove Fred Prenn from that seat and make
that
sure.
That was unsuccessful. That
and
was
it was unsuccessful.
Dismissed, right?
But it is being repealed or is being appealed to the higher court. So it's going before the appeals court. And I'm curious to see if these open records requests are going to play into any indication to show that it's not just that he has the means and is justified by that 1960s or 1970s ruling that said, yes, he can hold that seat until his replacement is confirmed by the Senate. But what happens when you're coordinating with the people who are responsible for confirming that Senate seat and saying, well, yeah, if you guys keep delaying that, I'm just going to be happy sitting here and taking up this seat. And I won't leave because I'm going to point to that old 50, 60-year-old ruling. But as long as we coordinate this, we can keep going and make sure that Evers does not have the picks that he wants to see happen for these votes. Because he even admits to it. He alludes to the fact that, oh, yeah, there's some big items coming before the Natural Resources Board that I don't think Evers thinks I'm going to agree with him on. So I'm going to sit right here and wait until forever, because it took 2 years for them to even appoint any of the board members for Evers' cabinet 2 weeks ago, right?
Well, this lawless attitude, I mean, we see it from a number of Republicans, and I would say here in the state of Wisconsin, at least to my memory, it started with Scott Walker. Scott Walker knew he was defying campaign finance laws. He knew he was defying the guidance given by the Government Accountability Board. He knew he was breaking the law. And he knew it was a small fry law, and the elections boards were teethless, at least if the district attorney of Milwaukee County didn't charge. So he said, so what? So what? It's a law, but that's for the other people. And that's the strange part to me, is so many of these Republicans have taken this attitude. You know, laws are for thee, but not for me. You know, and certainly Donald Trump has taken it to the nth degree. We see this in the defiance of subpoenas. We see this all across. But I would say it started, and at least here in the state of Wisconsin, this rejection of norms, it started with Wanker.
Yeah, and I think some of the overarching themes that Brian and I have been working to weave into the show and compel you to see the great that could be dueling tangents is we want to loop in these overarching themes, and maybe I'll pitch Brian once we hear back from him about some of these themes, maybe working that into one of our
come
themes.
Come on, man, you know he's still choking out a cheddar burger, curder burger.
Yeah, but so we got some callers lined up. If you'd like to join the conversation, 844-967-2789. Up first today, we got Jean from Eau Claire calling.
She's
in about
a blue golder.
Yeah, the blue gold.
That's the blue gold.
Hey,
and they don't have anything to be proud about today, I'll tell you that. But if he does the crime, he should do the time. No whining, no excuse making. I watched the criminal attack on my Capitol. I watched the insurrection. And I'm an eyewitness because I watched it happen. I watched Trump and his group rile the crowd, aid and abet, get these people going. I watched my state aid and abet the big liar, the big cover-up, covering up the crime by saying that the election, there was something wrong with the election when there wasn't. They're aiding and abetting the crime, the big insurrection and the attack on the Capitol and attack on democracy, attack on we the people. So they just keep on doing it, and I hope they're all locked up. that will be a great day. We can all have a big party when these yahoos are all locked up. I know I can't swear, so I'm being very careful. But believe you me, the blood pressure is going through the roof. So thank you guys for the topic. You're doing a really great job. And take care and have a good day.
Thank you, Jeannie.
Thank you, Jeannie.
Lock her up! Lock her up!
Yeah, but Jeannie, an unfortunate point on that is that the sentencing recommendation for the guilty plea that this gentleman from Eau Claire agreed to today is a whopping 6 months.
6 months is a long time, brother.
6 months.
I mean, if they'd have given him 6 days or 14 days, well, I would say no big deal. But 6 months in prison, that's a big deal. That is a big deal.
For attacking the citadel of democracy, I feel like some of these
You've
sentences
not
seem
been
very
in the big house, have you,
hey,
young man?
My mother was very clear to
you
make
ever
sure
been to a
that
Turkish prison.
I was gonna say, I know I can't commit, I can't do the time, so I will not be committing those crimes. So I would not be there doing my tourist visit and then sharing my FBI wanted photo on Facebook.
Well, you keep walking on the right side of the road, my friend, because I'm telling
try.
You, man, six. 6 weeks in day camp, puber feels like a tremendous loss of freedom. 844-967-2789. Luke, who's next?
Yeah, we got Joe from Madison up next. What's on your mind today, Joe?
Oh, boy, my tangents are flying all over the place with this wonderful show. Stuff is connecting, and it's quite awful the way it's connecting. It feels like a really bad game of pinball where we're bouncing from the hell that is Foxconn to the hell that is Gableman to the hell that is Voss and others rejecting the norms of things and saying that this was a tainted election. I mean, it really, I think that the expression that you used, Crudy, when you said where we are is a rejection of the norms is really important, because rejections of the norms includes the lawlessness. It includes the people being incompetent at their job, getting paid state dollars. And I'm referring to Gableman, who keeps his mouth flapping about how he doesn't know how elections run when he's been elected to office. That level of incompetence is just amazing.
Just
to
because
me.
He and got elected doesn't mean he's ever voted, Joe.
Oh, my God. Okay, and then let's take Foxconn, you know, the biggest corporate giveaway ever. And now we have this clown saying, we don't know how to make cars. Well, how about what you originally started out with and that we shoveled money toward? I think the amount of money that's going down the drain from this stupid Gableman inquiry, where he's getting a nice, tidy $11,000 a month for leading the charge into nothingness.
That does seem like enough incentive to drag out the process a few more months. I'm just saying,
yes,
for 11 grand
sure.
a month, I'd drag out the investigation till at least Christmas. You know, my kids
exactly.
have expectations, Joe.
Making a nice Christmas, because Daddy's going to be doing nothing but collecting $11,000 a month. Yeah, it's just amazing. And I think that when you say rejection of norms, that's a really great expression to go back to, because it includes the norm of the law and includes the norm of most people are competent at their job. You know, most people were hired because they have some level of competence. Not all, but certainly some people in this high-profile position of Gableman and the clown from Foxconn just saying, well, we don't really know how to make cars. Close
Take
it, up.
It till you make it, right,
back.
Joe? Come
yeah,
on.
Joe, some of us were hired because we got a competence enough to do two people's jobs around here. So,
exactly.
You gotta be competent Thanks. Enough for at least three people to work in this joint.
Yeah, apparently. But I appreciate that, Joe. And yeah, I believe you're right. These tangents are all coming together. It's pretty crazy to see how all of these stories are relating. But Crudy, we also got Tom from West Dallas who's chiming in on your side. He says, yeah, 6 months is a pretty big hassle. But then you got Steve from Milwaukee texting in saying that when is the DOJ going to get off their laurels and then start handing down some harder punishments? So we got a couple people texting at the party line.
The actual violent offender should get significant time. And when I say significant time, I mean multiple years in prison. But, you know, the tourist term jacknut insurrectionists, these
So you're saying these ones are low-hanging fruit. The FBI can pick them up and put them away for 6 months.
Yeah. These people.
These
people.
The gentleman from Eau Claire. The Blue Golds. So
the Blue Golder.
You're listening to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. We got Crudy filling in for Brian today. We got one more segment left of the day. Your calls are up next. 844-967-2789.